Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Can we get a mic check, please, for the microphones?
Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Here we go.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Hey.
Oh. It's her last brain cell she mustered out. We are fresh off of Allie's bachelorette weekend.
I thought I would come home on a Sunday and get one good night of sleep and be back to health and wealth the next day. Uh-huh. And that is not the case.
Yeah, I think I would have been fine, except Phoebe kept me up all night. She needed to go pee. She needed to go poop. Like, hours apart, Haley didn't budge. I'm like, can you help me out a little bit? I'm struggling. Finally, the third time, it was at like 6 this morning, and I was like, tapped her. Can you take her out?
Yeah.
Love you.
I know. That's the good thing about the 50-50 dog ownership, mm-hmm, is that we really do swap.
Well, she watched her all weekend, so I'm running low on my sleep hours.
I'm just running low, period.
Just running, yeah, yeah, that could have ended that sentence right there.
Period.
It was a great time. We were in the desert.
Should we start with Bachelorette, or should we start with, I got so many DMs of people wanting to hear about your dad meeting Haley.
Yeah, it was a really big week. Like, the fact that all this happened within 1 week blows my mind, because it was a lot. But my parents came into town from Florida, and it was my dad's first time meeting Haley. And so it was a big deal. And my mom has been out. She's met Haley, obviously. But in like, my dad, when I'm on FaceTime, or like if I'm talking to my parents on the phone or on FaceTime, like, Haley and my dad will say hey and stuff. But it was their first time meeting in person. And we've been together for, we're on the approaching 6 years. And
crazy.
A lot of people were like, can you talk about that? And I think it's a very normal thing when, I think for anybody, take out like religion, take out beliefs, take out culture. I think when you have expectations for who your kids are going to be, who they're going to end up with, I think it's very natural when you come out to have a reaction of shock and like, oh, right, like, we definitely weren't expecting that.
Right.
And then you add in religion and cultural beliefs and, you know, and then me going on The Bachelor. I mean, there was just like a lot where I think it totally shocked them when I started dating Haley. So it's been a journey, and it's like, I would love to do like a podcast or something where I sit down with my parents and like have their opinions on it. I don't know if we'll, like, I don't know if they'd ever want to do that.
Great.
That'd be great. But You know, it's been a lot of grace, I think, on both sides of the relationship of being like, I know that you don't understand this and that's okay. Like, I love you guys and I will never not be a part or have y'all as a part of my life. And I think they have done their best to get to a place where they were comfortable with it.
Right.
And sometimes that looks like, sometimes that never happens for people, you know?
Which is so sad.
It's so sad, but it's the reality for a lot of people. And so I think a lot of people are like, what, 6 years? But it was the most like healing week that I think I've had in a really long time. Like I would say the last time I really felt like that relief or felt elated was when Haley and I came out publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think seeing my dad and Haley got along so well that it was like almost shocking.
Right. Like you were like, why? What took so long?
Well, also, it's like I knew that they would like each other. Like she and Haley was so excited to meet. She was like, I'm so excited to meet your dad because I feel like I know you and I met your mom. So I go, oh, those things are from her mom. And she was like, meeting your dad, I can say like, oh, Becca gets her sarcasm and her wit and like her playfulness from her dad. Like I got to see that, so it was so fun to watch them like bond,
right?
And it was really, really special. So I think the thing that Haley and I talked about a lot was the gratitude of my parents being willing and open to come out and like see our lives and like be a part of it, like right. Stay with us and make it feel so comfortable, even though it was like, okay, this was 6 years in the making. It felt so worth the wait.
Yeah.
You know, and I
but
felt
it's like at least you got here.
Yeah.
You know,
totally. And I don't even have, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people, I think it's like, do you hold resentment that it took so long? But I don't, because I think that they did it the way that they needed to do it to get to this point.
Yeah.
And I feel grateful for that.
Yeah. And you know, they say time heals.
And I kept saying that. I was like, I just believe, like, I know that there will come a time and I don't know when it's going to happen where this happened. And it was never like it. My parents never did anything or said anything that like where they were like, we don't want to meet Haley.
Right.
I think I just wanted it to feel comfortable for both parties. And maybe that was a little bit on me as my people pleaser.
You didn't want to like force it. You wanted it to kind of happen naturally, which it did.
Yeah. And I think, which we're going to do an episode about this, but we took the human design test and this really resonated with me because right in this time, I am a projector and a lot of that is waiting for things to come to you. And I think there's other people who would be like, I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid and they're going to meet and it's going to be what it is.
But I'm going to make it happen.
I wanted to wait for it to feel good for everybody. And we did. And I was so proud of like the collective effort on everyone's end, and it was just like such a beautiful week. So I was so grateful. If you're someone who you've had to wait for loved ones to come around, like stay hopeful.
Don't cry.
No, don't cry. Don't make me cry.
Don't cry.
Quit looking at me. Quit making eye contact.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone stop. Look at each other. Just it can happen. Stop.
I know. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm fine. I just think like, you know, just from watching you, I just feel like you're so strong and you've been so strong throughout the whole process and like loving on both sides, you know, like loving to your parents, loving to Haley and being that bridge for so many years and just kind of having that relief and that release. I just can't imagine what that feels like for you.
Yeah. Feels really good.
Yeah. So anyways, I just want to say you're welcome for the human design test because you always poo-poo the homework I give you and now you feel like enlightened.
I don't poo-poo. Well, actually, it was a very easy test. It was basically like put where you were born, what time you were born, and there you go. You got your answer. But we're going to go like do a deep dive into that. But I was just, we did it yesterday and it, in my mind, it like went so well with that. My parents, you know, just like that weight. So,
but that's what I'm saying. Who knows if you would have forced it, let's say 4 years ago, if you were like, you know what, I'm going to come home for Christmas and I'm bringing my girlfriend and you forced it could have gone bad. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like it went so well because you gave it time. You gave everybody, you let everybody do it at their own time.
Yeah.
If you forced it, it could have been not so, not gone so well.
Yeah. And my family's wonderful. Like, my family's warm. And I think if I had brought Haley home, it maybe there would have been like some awkward moments, but I think Haley would have felt very welcomed and loved. But I didn't want to force it on Haley, and I didn't want to force it on my parents, and I didn't want to force it on me.
Yeah.
You know, like, it almost felt like I was doing it for myself as well.
Right.
So it was just, I, no notes.
No, no notes.
I don't think.
Did
I?
So when's the next gathering?
Well, I told my parents because, you know, it was so fun to have them out here. And like, I was like, y'all have to do this at least once a year.
Yeah.
Because we normally go home for Christmas. And so we see them, everyone's together then. But I was like, this was such a fun, just having them, you know, giving my mom all my, having her go through the clothes in my closet that I didn't want, like dressing, you know, it was just so fun to have them here and not feel like rush. I mean, it was fast, but it was just, it was so nice. So hopefully it happens at least once a year.
Okay, good.
And then, you know, with the holidays, there's that now that open.
Oh, now you guys have to start splitting your holidays.
Yeah, you're lucky with that. Yours is just like a, you could go same day and see both families.
I know.
But you know, I
but
was
also
thinking,
we don't have the same holidays, so it's like a win-win all around.
True. Yeah, yeah. True. Yeah, but I was thinking, and Mark's really the only one who can speak to this, but I think when you have kids, it's like you want them to live a life that is the easiest and least challenging.
Right.
And so I think in my parents' mind, it was like, that's going to be harder for you.
Yes, 100%. Yes, I've had this discussion with a number of people. There are plenty of parents who have misgivings about their children's sexuality or even gender identity, and it's not because of a homophobia or transphobia or some sort of closed-mindedness. It's just, yes, you want your kid to have the easiest life possible, and you know they're going to get harassed. Mm-hmm. You know that people are going to try to take their rights away from them and kick them out of bathrooms and stuff like that. You know that they're going to be
pretenses.
And they're going to be used as targets by politicians to gain votes. Like, it's such a gross thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I understand that element of it.
It's also not even like your sexuality. Like when my mom, when I first told my mom about Robbie, she had like her own, I don't know what the word is. Her guard was up a little bit
because of her expectations.
Yeah, because she was like, oh, like being with someone who has, you know, divorced with kids, it comes with a lot of hard. There's a lot of hard there, you know? And she's like, I want the easiest life for you. You have a very easy life right now. I want you to keep that. And so it's not just about sexuality. It could also be about that, you know. Yeah. Over time, I think obviously she realized, yes, it was hard at moments, but I feel like it's the man. It was the man that was what I had always wanted. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it took her some time to like learn that too.
Yeah. I think that just comes with, none of us are parents yet, but I think that comes with a parent of wanting ease.
Yeah.
Wanting the best, easiest, happiest life. Right. And they don't want to see us hurt or struggle or have hardships or have people be mean to us.
Right.
So, and I think that was another thing because, you know, both of my younger sisters are gay. And I think it was, there was this public element to my life that it was like, are you going to get hurt by people who don't agree with this? And so I think that's why it's important to, that's why it's like, what Haley's doing and normalizing our, like what Haley's doing with her music and what she puts out.
And you're doing it too.
Yeah.
It's girlfriend, just
being
stand
like,
tall. Poke that chest out.
Just like changing the narrative that it doesn't have to be scary.
Yeah.
Even though there's scary parts of the world where it is, the attempt is to change it, you know? So I'm very grateful to my parents. I'm grateful to Haley and it was wonderful.
Wow.
And then it was a very quick gear shift, dropped them off at the airport and went into bachelorette mode.
Yeah. Wow. What a
180.
180. 360, whatever it is.
I think it's a 180 because I think 360 would
takes
be
you
back.
All the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And should so with that 180.
Should we take a break before we get into the bachelorette?
That's what I was leading into.
Oh, great minds.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
All right.
Before we get into the Bachelorette, I do want to thank you for sharing that, because I know that's hard and it's private. And I just wanted to thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of people are going through that as well.
Yeah. And like I said, it's such a, we're all doing our best.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's like takes people longer than it takes you, and everyone's on their own timeline. And it's easy to compare people. Like, you look at people and they're like, right off the bat, it's like their partner's besties with their parents, you know?
Right.
And it's like, that's not everything. And I'm, like I said, I will never be able to express the gratitude to my parents for making the effort to come out here.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know if they know like the significance. Okay. Go to Bachelorette. We got to.
I think it's important. And
no,
I'm
it
really,
is important.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank
and
you.
I just love you so much.
I love you too.
Next time they come out here, I'm taking my share.
I know. Tanya was like, can I come by? I'm like, we got a lot going on, but next time, yes. I forgot you and my dad really bonded at my blog launch party.
Yeah, we were like thick as thieves.
I know. I forgot the bond that y'all had created.
Yeah.
So I was like, has she met my parents? Well, I knew you met my mom, but I just, you know, first of all, the blog night was, just to update y'all, in 2016, I launched my blog, which no longer exists, and we did the party at the Bachelor Mansion, and it was so fun.
So fun.
My whole family came out. I don't think my brother was here, but a lot of my family, and then all friends, and
That's when like the Tanya Chris Tilly love fest really started, because I got along so well with your dad. I was like, I should just be family.
Yeah. Okay.
How do we make that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait, there's a brother.
Yeah. There is a brother who is now married with two beautiful children.
Yes. Yes.
And you also are about to be married with two beautiful children.
Yeah. Yeah. So. On my way, baby.
Well, life happens fast, you
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, we switched gears and we went bachelorette to the desert for Ally Grant's bachelorette party, Palm Springs.
Yes. Where do we start?
Where do we start? First of all, we left at 9:30 in the morning, which, you know, for me, that's getting packed and out of the house was like,
wow. Yeah. Poor thing.
Poor thing.
Yeah. And I have never gotten to Palm Springs that fast. No traffic. No traffic.
I left around noon and I got there pretty quick too.
Yeah. You met us like right at the bar. It was great.
Yeah.
So we went to Palm Springs. We had the most insane house.
Insane.
It was crazy in pictures, but it was like a resort.
Yeah. It was like our own little hotel.
Yeah. There was 13 girls, 9 bedrooms, and a crazy. Oh, go ahead.
I just have to shout out Rebecca Tilly.
Oh my gosh, why?
Because first of all, when you have 13, I think if you're in a group of more than 5 women, mm-hmm. there's a lot of personalities. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? There's a lot of personalities of people who know you from high school, from college. Then there's the girls from the family you're marrying into. It's mm-hmm. a lot of different dynamics going on. And Becca literally makes every single person makes them feel welcome and included and part of. And like, she was running around Ally taking videos and pictures of her all weekend. Like, you really were maid of honor goals. Like, that like was so cool. Like, seeing you in action, like, you kept the vibes high all weekend. Like, things, you know what I mean? Like, there's things happen and you were just like always steady Eddie, but like happy Harry. Oh, and I don't know. It was just like so fun seeing you in that way it was like really like, I want to cry. And I actually wanted to like,
I want to cry.
I wanted to get you a massage last night when we got back from the bachelorette, because it was so much. Like, it was just like a lot on you. And I wanted you to like release, and just like have a night to just like relax, because you were just like so on, but like in such a nice way.
Wow, thank you. That's so nice.
So seeing her in action, does that put her in the lead then for your?
Well, I mean, I've already made my decision, so there's no like, wow. There was no test.
Has
but like,
the winner been informed?
Seeing her, nobody's been informed yet.
Interesting.
but seeing you in action was like so crazy. It was so crazy.
Wow.
You didn't go to a bachelorette where Pauline is a maid of honor, so you can see her in action. Yeah, and really compare the two.
But like, I honestly thought about it, like, you could maybe start like a maid of honor school or something. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds silly. There's weirder shit out there, guys. Like, people do weirder stuff out there than a master class on being the best maid of honor. I really think you could do it.
You can call it maid of honor, MADE.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. I had a few people, they were like, my wedding's this date. Are you available? What? There's a movie, the one with Deborah Messing and the guy, and she hires him. Wait, no, I'm thinking of something different.
Are you thinking 27 Dresses?
Yeah, yeah.
She's not maid of honor.
Just bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty epic seeing you like that.
Wow, thank you. It was really fun. It is like you go into a situation and when there's that many girls from different parts, you just want to connect everyone. And I knew for Ally, it was important that everyone felt like a part and included. And so, and a lot of those people I haven't gotten to spend time with, and they're really close to Ally. So, you know, part of me was like, oh, this is my chance to have time with them.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun. It was such a chill group of girls too. Like,
it
you
was.
Think about that many girls and personalities, and everyone was just there for Ally. And
it was really, really like a good group. And it was like, I literally felt like we were in our own Barbie house.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like we were in the movie.
So
you know, like getting ready together. Becca was on makeup duty. Morgan was doing everybody's hair. Yeah. Like, I was like, this is so cute.
It was really cute. And then later on Saturday night, we met up with the guys because Carson, Ally's fiance, did his bachelor party there. So we met up with them at the bar, and it was fun. The vibes were high. And then we brought them back. And then we were like, they're eating all of our food. They're drinking our drinks. Like, they're like Kens, and we need them out of the Barbie dream house. Like, they were trying to make it the Mojo Dojo Casa house.
Yeah, I was like, this is not Barbie's dream house anymore. It's getting weird in here.
So we were like, y'all gotta go. And we played I'm Just Ken on their exit walk.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
As someone who's never been to a bachelorette party before, what was the level of debauchery at this one? Like, oh, wow, hi.
No.
Hi. For me.
It would be high for you, but like compared to other bachelor and bachelorette parties, it wasn't that. Saturday night got pretty crazy, but.
So did Friday. We're taking shots. Like it was like.
I know, but like we didn't have like strippers. Or, yeah. You know,
no strippers.
No
strippers. What about like penis hats and penis straws
Allie
and penis stuff?
There was penis confetti. That was it.
Yeah. Allie didn't want a lot of like penis stuff. We did make her do like a blowjob shot, which she failed at.
Yeah, I didn't even do.
Yeah. Well, that's because it was in a champagne flute and that was hard, but a professional could really.
I might test you. I could take that down, no problem.
But yeah, it wasn't like traditional. You know, we didn't have like all.
But in terms of alcohol, it was very debaucherous in that sense.
Let's just say, I myself was L-I-V-E. No, what? How do I spell?
L-I-V-I-N-G-E.
Yeah. And okay. I didn't sleep much. Like the first night, and these girls get up early, and they're like, "Let's put our ankle weights on and go on a walk." And I'm like. Are y'all not tired?
The best part is like Friday night. The problem with me when I get drunk is I just get really tired, especially on a Friday. I'm like done from the week. And we were like playing some game. I don't know if it's called like Girls Like Us or something. Some girly
game. It's like a card game.
And I was like laying on the couch next to JoJo. And I was like, I'm just going to close my eyes really quick. But like, I'm going to like wake me up when it's my turn. So I was like basically passed out. And then
wake me up when it's my turn.
Because I didn't want Allie to see I was falling asleep. So I was like, just wake me. Just like hit me when it's my turn. So I'm like basically passed out, and then somehow the game Heads Up gets brought out, and I'm like back to life. Like I'm back to life and thriving again until 1:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And then that's when I passed out.
Mm-hmm.
But Becca and I got room together.
Yeah. But wait, hold on. Let's go back to the game, because remember when episodes ago, Tanya said, I'm not competitive.
I do remember this.
Let me tell you something. Heads Up brings out a competitive side of Tanya. She was.
But competitive with myself. I held the title with 9.
No, you were competitive with me because we were tied at 9.
I held the title at 9. Then Becca somehow got 9. But still, I was still the first one to get 9. So I was still winning.
And
then
I very good on Heads Up. What was the category?
It was like pop culture or something.
Sure.
And then I could not go to sleep until I hit 10, until I got 10.
Oh, gosh.
And she
did. But I did.
Wow. Way to go.
Yeah, thank you.
But she was very upset when I tied her at 9.
As a guesser.
Yes,
because a lot of the onus is on the givers.
Yes, as a guesser, but the guesser should get the credit.
Agreed, but if the giver sucks, you're not getting 10. That's
but you
all
have
I'm
a
saying.
Lot of givers and only one guesser.
Right, that's true.
You know,
you got the givers and you got the takers.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we were rooming together.
So cute.
So cute.
I miss rooming together.
When have we roomed together?
Oh my god.
Well, like when have we been on a trip and like. Years.
That's what I'm saying. It's been years, but like we did Hawaii together. We did Ashley and Jared's wedding. We stayed together.
That was really fun. And Hawaii was really fun.
Countless several other experiences.
Just to give you an idea, those were 2019.
Well, you were together at that wedding recently, but that was the
Dean and Kayla's wedding.
Dean and Kayla's wedding.
But we have our partners with us on those. So
yeah,
we
not
don't
quite
room.
Like. Bed sharing, you know?
Yeah, we shared a bed.
Yeah.
But we weren't in there much. I didn't get many hours in that, unfortunately.
But it felt comforting to know that you were sleeping next to me.
Yeah, I was very quiet, huh? She didn't even hear me come in the second night. It was 3 a.m. I was quiet as a mouse.
No, I was so nauseous. I was passed out both nights. I literally passed out laying.
Can I show
like
you what Tanya looks like when she's sleeping? It was like scary.
Is it better or worse than the picture we saw last week that inspired her full makeover?
Oh, I didn't take a picture.
Oh, you're just gonna demonstrate.
I was gonna do a demonstration.
All right, please.
My arms were not crossed.
She crosses her arms like a corpse.
It was like Dracula. This, and one leg was out of the covers, and she was sleeping in like flannel Robbie face pajamas. It was her and Robbie's face on the pajamas.
Oh my god!
And then she would be like, "It's so hot," and I'm like, "You're in flannel, like this weird material, long sleeve and pants. You know, I'm in like a t-shirt and underwear. I'm like." I'm good.
And mind you, when I sleep, I'm a stomach sleeper. So I usually like lay on my stomach. My face is flat in the bed. Like I'm like, yeah, so bad for you.
Yeah,
but that's how I normally sleep. Mm-hmm. I was so ill. I thought I was going to I literally thought I was going to regurgitate whatever was going on. Like, and so I had to lay flat like a corpse on my back. So, and I couldn't move. Otherwise I thought something might happen. Mm-hmm. So that's, I guess, how I fell asleep.
And that is how you fell asleep. But then... Because she goes, oh, my pillow smells like mildew. I'm going to throw. I can't lay on my face. And I was like, okay, just fall asleep on your back. I wake up in the morning and I look over to my right and Tanya looks like she's like in the mattress. She's so deep on her stomach into the mattress. She had lost sight of the mildew smell and found her comfort. Yeah. I was like, dang, she's sleeping so hard.
You know when you're
wait, and then Tanya gets up and goes to breakfast and JoJo comes in and she's like, does Tanya have toothpaste in here? And she goes to brush her teeth and she was like, did you poop in here? And I was like, no. I was like, but Tanya was just in there. And she's like, I got it. I'm going to throw up.
Oh my God.
So then,
totally normal to go poop in the bathroom.
Then
weird for JoJo to call you out on that.
Oh, well, whatever.
Don't you think?
Well, I think she was asking
me. It's your private bathroom. You can do whatever you want in there.
Exactly.
But yeah. She was trying to blame me for that smell. And I said, that is not me.
Blame to be given.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where else do you want me to do it? It's not like I was like farting in the room. Like I went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom and then I left.
Yeah, Fletch.
Yeah.
What's Fletch?
JoJo Fletcher.
And then the next day, yesterday, when we were leaving, Tanya, the thing is she shuts the door so it gets like trapped and that's the problem.
Oh.
So I walked in there
but
and I was like.
She's trying to stop it from
coming into the room.
Creeping into the main room.
Yeah, it's just marinating in there.
Yeah. In there though.
Like ideally you open a window and shut the
door. Right. There was no window in the bathrooms.
Fan? And is there a fan?
Nothing.
No,
it was very,
goodness.
There was some spray that she could have.
Oh,
spritzed.
Sometimes that makes it worse.
Okay. So I don't like endocrine disruptors. I'm not an endocrine disruptor fan. So I think poop smell is more natural than any sort of poopery that you're going to be spraying in the bathroom. Better for your health than the spray.
I should get to choose that. I'm also jealous that like first thing in the morning, you're just like ready to go. But yeah,
I worked hard for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was proud. Also, you know what? Tanya was so, I have to compliment you because I really felt seen and validated as I was eating just like donut hole after donut hole and cinnamon rolls that Tanya was also indulging in the sweet treats of life with me.
Yeah.
Because she normally is just like.
Almonds.
Yeah.
Apples. That's like my go-to snack. This weekend it was cinnamon rolls
pizza.
And. No, I didn't eat the pizza.
Oh.
But what else did I eat? Cinnamon rolls, donut holes,
yeah,
quesadillas.
It was so fun.
Mm. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. It was fun to be
living.
Have you be just crazy with it. But yeah, it was a very fun girls' weekend. We had a great time.
I made a new BFF.
Who?
Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin Carter.
Yes.
Who we love.
Love. She's... We like literally hit it off the first night. We talked for like 4 hours.
Yeah, they were chit-chatting.
Mm-hmm,
what made y'all hit it off so well?
She is a step-parent, and I am as well. And there's just this, like, bond. It just bonds you.
It's just parallel.
It's just parallel. Yeah. You know, like the parallel life situation? Nobody gets it unless they're in it. And then when somebody's in it and you can chat about it, it's like... Pfft.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so interesting that when you go through something specific, if it's, like, considered a hardship or, like, a challenge or a change in life... When you meet someone that maybe you never would have been able to relate to otherwise, you have this thing that bonds you in a way that it's like an instant connection.
Yeah. We had literally an instant connection.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we played Never Have I Ever in the pool.
Mm. Every single girl. I was shocked.
What do you mean?
That we everyone got played? Everybody in there. Yeah.
I mean, the jacuzzi. Everyone fit in the jacuzzi and we played Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, but then the next day, I'm like pretty sure I got a UTI, so.
Oh, dang.
I know. I know. It's like I party so hard and then my body's just like, no, no, no. And I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
Dang.
I know. That's why I didn't go in the next day because I was like, oh, can't make it worse. Out.
Tanya also brought her puffer vest to the desert, put it on over her cocktail dress.
Yeah, that's right.
I never don't see. I'm never not seeing Tanya in a puffer.
Because you know what the problem is in the desert?
It's cold.
It's so hot outside, but they make the inside so cold everywhere that it's like you can't even wear a dress inside because it's so icicle in there. I don't know how you guys were like walking around in like dresses.
No, I think the liquor.
Like Antarctica in there.
One fireball shot, you'd warm up.
Did Allie have the best time ever?
Allie's in depression, you know, like when post-vacation blues. She's in post-bachelorette blues.
Right. Because like she's never going to have that ever again.
Oh my gosh. I didn't tell her that.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't listen to this because that's going to make it worse.
She has the wedding.
Right. But then when that's over, it's going to be...
Well, no, you have the honeymoon.
Which is the buddy moon. Right. We're all going to Spain.
Cute.
Yeah. I'm going to miss you. So we do have that. I think the post-wedding blues are going to be... We're going to maybe check in on her.
Yeah.
Let's get to you now.
Sure.
Were you...
Was I taking notes at the Bachelorette? Yeah, sure was.
Okay, what about...
So I love girls. So like to me, it reminded me of sorority days and I like lived in a house with 56 girls and everyone's, you know what I mean? Like yeah. That was the vibe and I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, so I don't know. I definitely want like pin the yeah. penis on the Robbie. Like I want that type
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah.
I definitely want a lot more peni.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. She loves a peni.
I love a peni. That's pretty much all the notes I got. And then, and then you just like on fire.
Just like content left and right.
Not even content, but like high vibes.
Well, I was told that my job was to keep the vibes high. So
that was your only job.
That was my main job.
You kept them high.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm paying for it today.
Yeah. I think we're all paying for it.
Yeah. It's different to recover from these weekends in your mid 30s.
Damn. That's my other thing too, is I'm like, it's so fun. Drinking is so fun when you're in it. And then after, it just feels so painful that I'm like, I don't know if I can do 2 full days of drinking ever again. Like, I don't think I want to drink ever again.
Yeah, everyone said that. But
mark this podcast. This is my last time drinking of my life.
That's not true.
Okay. March 25th.
But you know that's not true.
Yeah. We'll look back on this
until my wedding.
Okay. Well, we don't have a date for that. You don't even know.
Yeah. Until my wedding, I will not be drinking.
Not even your bachelorette
or wedding festivities.
You mean drinking to excess, right? Because you're going to have drinks.
Right. Drink shots.
No shots until
my wedding.
Okay. I mean, that's maybe possible.
We'll see. You heard it here first.
I don't think anyone believes you, but we like the effort.
No shots till my wedding. I can definitely do that.
When is that?
Yeah, you know,
you get pretty ripped without shots, though, can't you? I mean, those aren't mandatory.
When you're ripping shots, you
get it fast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah. The problem is, I was mixing a lot of stuff this weekend. It was like tequila and champagne and spritz, and like it was kind of all over the place. I think that Fireball.
I think did you take Fireball?
I did. So I mix a lot of stuff, which I think is like the big no-no.
I took this like vitamin shot or something before I started drinking. And so I had no hangover. I just was exhausted.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. I could do weekly. I do have Haley's birthday coming up this weekend. So.
Oh my gosh.
Send thoughts and prayers. T's and P's, please.
I know. You know what I was actually going to, I wanted to do like, well, I'll figure it out a different day.
What?
I was going to do like a cute Shabbat dinner and invite my little bridesmaids over.
When's that?
Friday.
Oh, I'm not going to be here.
Well, it's going to have to be postponed.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a postponed Shabbat.
Yeah. The good thing with Shabbat is it comes every Friday.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would love to join one. I've never been to one.
So cute.
I would love that. I want to talk about, there was this TikTok that was like, girls, tell me the craziest thing you've ever done in a relationship or just
I picked some of these. These are really good.
It is one of my favorite comment sections I've ever seen. And, you know, Tanya has some that she can add to this list. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm just going to say it worked. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands.
I'm talking about names like Cardin, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. All right, we are back. So the TikTok was, it says, I want all the girls to comment the craziest thing you've done because I want to see if I'm really that crazy. And it was the most beautiful comment section I think I've ever seen of just absolute unhinged behavior.
Usually because you've been wronged by him or since you've been wronged by him and what you've done in response.
Yeah, or you're just mad. Right. You're just bitter. Mad.
Yeah.
Someone said,
which is all valid.
Okay. Derek, we'll let you add your list after we read a few of these.
Yeah.
Got a job at his company, climbed the corporate ladder, and then fired him.
That's epic.
So epic.
That's the long game. Playing the long game.
Yeah, also feels a little unnecessary, but
respect.
She had
respect.
A vision. My ex cheated on me, so I convinced him to get matching tattoos and then broke up with him before I got mine.
That feels...
That's good.
That's a long game, too. That's permanent game. Put Gorilla Glue in his hair gel.
That's a good one.
That's pretty dirty. And then the comment section was like, this comment section is like a vision board. Like, you and your trigger, the trigger event?
Yeah, I did some pretty wild things.
You would have been taking notes on this.
Oh my gosh, notes with permanent Sharpies.
Let's revisit that time.
What did I do? Okay, one of the things I did was, Robbie's like a big ice man. Sorry, what? That sounds so weird. He likes the snow. He loves skiing. Sure. He loves the snow. He's like a snow bunny.
So he's a big ice man is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's a big ice man. And A friend of mine, Tori Maraldi, shout out.
Yeah, shout out Tori. The scrubbing in team.
We love Tori.
Has a People's Choice Award with us.
Definitely a girl's girl because I saw that she was in the snow, Ice Queen. And I go, where are you? She said, I'm at Big Bear. What? And I said, can you help me with something? And she said, sure, whatever you need. And I said, can you write my initials in the snow and send me a picture of it? So she does. And I post it to my story, knowing it would get my Iceman's attention. Meanwhile, we're not talking at this time.
Y'all are no contact?
No contact at this point. So I posted in my stories, my little TR in the snow with the little boots, you know?
So that he thinks you're there.
So he thinks I'm there. And guess what? It freaking worked. And he sent me a message. Where are you?
Iceman.
Wow. Hey, Iceman took the bait.
The Iceman cometh.
And guess what I did?
Ignored it.
I didn't open it.
The move would have been to open it and just no response.
No, because what I did at the time, I discovered, I don't think you could do it with Instagram anymore, but actually Paulina discovered it for me. There was a way in which you could check your DMs without them seeing, you like put it on airplane mode, check the DM and then get out of the DM and then take it off airplane mode. And it shows.
This is a great hack.
It is a great hack, but I don't think you could do it anymore because somebody recently was asking me and I tried to do it and I was like, I don't know, it's not working. But at the time it worked. And so I was able to read all of his messages, but it looked like I didn't even open any of them.
Dang. Which really cut deep.
Yeah, okay, so because he didn't quit.
The trigger event happened early December, right?
Mid-December. Yeah, like a week or two before Christmas.
So when did the Iceman come back? When
was that? It was like right after the new year.
Okay, so January, okay?
Yeah, January.
So there was another time also. I mean, mind you, this was going on. Tanya would go, should I put on like a hot outfit and post like a mirror picture, even though I'm like not
staying
going anywhere.
At home and like doing going nothing. To
bed. And I'm like, Tanya. I mean, she did do it a lot. And I finally had to go, you know, Tanya, I think it's time to stop this behavior.
And guess what I did?
The train kept going. The train kept going. Choo-choo. What'd she do next?
Got Robert Graham to my apartment. My ex-boyfriend.
Yep.
Brought him over to my apartment. Put his shoes right up on my coffee table, snapped a photo of my feet and his feet watching something.
No, but the first one was he was on Zoom. Y'all were Zooming or FaceTiming and you had him say, you filmed a story and you had him say like, oh, is the Postmates here yet?
Oh, yeah, man's voice. Oh, man's voice. I wanted a man's voice in the background.
That didn't get his attention, I don't think, though.
The voice, Iceman. The ice definitely got it, but the other man, Robert Graham, didn't get the attention. It didn't get anything because obviously what's he going to comment with like another guy there. But after we got back together, he did tell me that he thought I was dating somebody.
Wow.
So it worked.
That's brilliant.
But you know what the main thing that didn't even involve your crazy?
Right. It was just like me being my natural, amazing self.
The orange dress.
My orange dress. Yes, it was my orange dress that I wore to the Golden Globes that year. I posted a picture and he commented something like, you look so beautiful. Like, so it was like a very long message. Mm-hmm. Your essence is shining through or something like that. And I was so tired because I hadn't slept that night and I was feeling vulnerable. And so guess what I did?
What?
I read it and I replied.
Oh.
And that's when it all started again.
Oh. Wow. So that worked out nicely.
Yeah. And then he responded within seconds. Hey, how's it going?
Where are you?
Because he had also DM'd me on Valentine's Day. He also sent me a very long message on Valentine's Day that I also did not open.
Oh, and you didn't say anything on his birthday. Because remember, we all went to eat with Ashley and Jade.
Yep. And I was going to send him a birthday cake. And everyone's like, why are you going to send him a birthday cake? This guy broke up with you. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do anything.
But you were upset.
I was upset. Yeah. That really hurt him. Yeah, that hurt him.
Can I read you a couple other ones that I think are good on here?
Yeah, yeah. What are your favorites?
Mine aren't that crazy when you like look at this stuff, right?
No, compared to some of these, no.
Thank you.
I was still logged into my ex's email, so I started deleting almost completed assignments on his Google Drive. That is...
dark. That's dark.
It's dark.
That's dark.
Wow.
We broke up and he uninvited me to a group trip I was included in, so I contacted the Airbnb host and had their whole reservation canceled.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
After I caught him cheating, I called the airline and canceled his family's trip to Europe and used his car to pay the cancellation fee.
Wow.
Once I saw he was texting girls on his phone, so it did a factory reset, so we lost all of his contacts.
Oh, that's smart. That's actually a good one. So smart. You kind of deserve that if you're cheating.
This one is sadistic. This would drive me insane. I sprayed milk on this guy's bathroom walls, so it started to smell, but he could never find it.
I liked that one.
Milk, when it starts to stink after a while, and you'd be looking everywhere, where is this gross smell coming from?
That's genius, actually. Keeping that in my back pocket.
And finally, I found out he cheated after 15 years. Oh. He thought we were refinancing our house, so he filled out the DocuSign. Turns out that document was to take his name off the house, and he had to move out.
That's brilliant. That feels illegal.
Brilliant.
That is something to put in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And that's also a reminder, read your DocuSigns.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
Anything else? What about the big Arizona guy? Anything there? Any revenge?
Yeah, did you do anything crazy with that? I didn't know you at that time.
Any of the guys, Dr. Chicago? I don't remember all their names.
No, because I think the thing is when everything ended... Arizona guy just like crushed me. I was just like so sad that I didn't really do anything like that because I didn't want to get back together with him. And every other guy, I don't think I ever did anything like that other than just look like super hot.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the best revenge.
Yeah. Because I mean, most really, of the other ones, I was like, meh.
You got Robbie's attention.
Sure did.
But you just looking super hot is what got him clicking the keyboard.
Clicking the teats.
Oh,
that's not what I meant. Yeah. But
I was like, I don't know what that means, but yeah, clicking the teeth.
Well, we have a title, Easton. We have a title for the episode.
Clicking the teeth. Does it even make sense?
Yeah, I don't know. That's between you and him. Yeah. You and Ice Man.
Whatever some Pauly Shore would say.
Yeah.
Clicking the teeth.
Clicking the teeth.
The Tori Miraldi DM, though, was so... That was desperate.
That's really good.
Tori's always in service. I love, like, anything you need.
And, like, I knew it. Like, I knew it when I asked for it. I knew it would elicit some sort of reaction from him, you know? Like, Snowman loves his snow. I knew that was going to get him.
Snowman loves his snow.
Loves his snow.
Iceman.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's all for today.
That's all, folks.
Unfortunately, our time has come to an end.
Yes. But we'll be back on Thursday. I will be back on
Thursday. Yeah, I will not, but Tanya will be with
Jason Tartick. Talking money to me.
Talk money to me?
Yeah.
So that will air Thursday and you'll quite enjoy it. From what I've heard.
I think so. I think it was a good episode.
It's a great episode. And there's some fun old school Tanya Jason stuff that comes up.
Yeah, a little BTS from when we tried to get set up. Or I don't really know exactly what it was going on.
Well, you got to listen to the episode to find out.
Yeah, I might tune in for that one.
Also, I've never heard someone...
You should tune in for that one. It's your podcast.
Yeah, we need that download back, please.
Yeah. If you're not downloading it, how do we expect anybody else to?
It's always downloaded. I'm subscribed.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
But I will listen.
Yeah, hit play.
Reminder, please ask your friends and family to hit subscribe.
Yeah,
on
and
the...
give us a 5-star rating on...
on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Please, thank you.
We love you all.
Love you.
Have a wonderful week.
Bye.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.